Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Barney McCuskey. Batting third. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Boyd Perry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Bridges. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Tommy Bridges. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Al Brancato. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The second baseman, Benny McCoy. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Pete Suter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Knott. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Jack Knott. And now, play ball. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Radcliffe moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. Radcliffe moves to third. McCuskey moves to second. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Radcliffe scores. McCuskey moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Tigers. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato takes first base on ball 4. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a pop-up towards short. Perry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Athletics. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boyd Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Perry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with Bridges covering, for the out. Hayes moves to third. Two outs. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Radcliffe for the out. Two outs. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McCuskey hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Brancato is called out on strikes. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0 for 1 in the game. McCoy hits a ball on the ground towards first. York fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. Higgins hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. York hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Campbell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins juggles the ball. That's an error on Higgins. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Siebert reaches second base with a double. Johnson moves to third. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McCuskey who is chasing the ball. Chapman reaches third base with a triple. Johnson scores. Siebert scores. It's 4-1, Athletics. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Chapman scores. One out. It's 5-1, Athletics. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott is 0-for-1 in the game. Knott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gehringer for the out. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-1 in the game. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Boyd Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0-for-1 in the game. Perry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McCoy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Schoolboy Row now pitching. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brancato hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Moses bunts towards the mound. Rowe fields it and throws to first for the out. Brancato moves to second. One out. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0-for-2 in the game. McCoy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rowe juggles the ball. That's an error on Rowe. Brancato moves to third. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson strikes out. 2 outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rowe fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brancato scores. McCoy moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, Athletics. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Chapman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McCoy scores. Siebert moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-1, Athletics. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rowe fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Schoolboy Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rowe moves to second. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCuskey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 2 in the game. Higgins hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. York is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 2 in the game. Suter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McCuskey. Suter reaches second base with a double. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott is 0 for 2 in the game. Knott hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tebbutt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brancato hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Suter moves to third. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Suter scores. It's 8-1, Athletics. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0 for 3 in the game. McCoy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. McCoy reaches second base with a double. Moses moves to third. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Perry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 2 in the game. Campbell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Billy Sullivan pinch hits for Bertie Tebbutt. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert juggles the ball. That's an error on Siebert. Boyd Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 2 in the game. Perry hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dutch Meyer now playing second base. Billy Sullivan now catching. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rowe fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got three RBIs. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Perry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Collins now playing left field. Schoolboy Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rowe hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Suter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McCuskey. Suter reaches second base with a double. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott is 0-for-3 in the game. Knott bunts towards the mound. Rowe fields it and throws to first for the out. Suter moves to third. One out. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brancato hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-3 in the game. Higgins hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. York hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a fly ball into left field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 8, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.